Hello everyone on scene this morning as well. Joshua, 2415, the end of a long journey. 40 years in desert. Probably about another 20 years of trying to reclaim a country. But it's the first that really it's about servitude, about fathers. So it's Happy Father's Day, everyone, to all the men here. This decoration that Joshua makes at the end of 24, as he gives his final speech before he knows he's going to die, he said, just declaring it as a beacon of commitment and faithfulness, a challenge to each and every one of us to serve God not only in a personal lives, but also our homes, our workplaces, our communities. I've got a nice little PowerPoint, and it's a 2-point sermon. So, but with 2-point sermon, there is about 1,700 words. Do not worry, it's not going to be that long. And as I was thinking about Father's Day, I got thinking, what makes a father? Is it being that villain that's wants to take over the world and all of a sudden get three little children and have your minions? I'm pretty sure children are a bit like minions. They're all, we want this, we want that. Got Billy Graham and Franklin Graham serving God. That picture of Billy Graham's actually taken on his 90th birthday. And as his mobility decreased, Franklin Graham was always there to support him. I read his biography, and Franklin Graham wrote that day his father died, he was 500 miles away. And he was there when his mum died, but he wasn't there when his dad died. And but he always uses that picture as a reminder that he supported his father. And also, you've got fathers like my own father. Camping trip to Manchester, I believe that is. Weymouth. Close enough, by about a couple hundred miles. But that's the roles fathers have. Fathers have a unique and vital role in guiding families to serve the Lord. The leadership, the love, and example shape the faith and characteristics of your own children, your stepchildren, your nephews and nieces. Joshua's declaration wasn't a personal commitment like these ones, but it was a commitment for his entire household. That it was a reminder that faith should premeditate every aspect of our lives and every relationship we hold dear. Sigmund Freud's work partner, Joseph Breuer, once noted that as you get older, you become like the parent you're most attached to. I'm going to say, I can say it's true. As I've gotten older, I've heard stories of, I'm not going to be like you, Dad, and from my father. And when I hit 18, I said the same thing. 11 years later, yeah, sit down on Sunday afternoon, make a cup of tea, fall asleep. But I've become like my father. But I know my dad has been a blessing to me. He's taught me many different things, and I know that once I get maybe to 50 or 60, I'll think, God, I wish Dad was here to show me how to do that. But I know at 29 years old, if my dad goes to tip, I'll go along with him. If when we go and visit his mum, it is quite nice. We have several different conversations. And we still end up back at the original conversation. Most recently, we spent 3 hours on the same topic. We even pulled into Starbucks and talking about that same topic in Starbucks. Relationships. But 3 hours non-stop about that same topic. Sadly, it's a very different picture to the relationship I have with my parents. Parents aren't like that anymore. Very often nowadays, couples will split up if when their baby is on the way or there is a whiff of commitment. Psalm 37, verse 4 says, "Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." Very often, we just seem to echo, just like, "What do I want, Lord? What will you give me?" But this is a bit like what Jesus says: ask God, seek God, and knock on the door with God. God wants us to share our desires with him, and we must be ready to know that he will provide in time. My biggest desire is to serve God. Check. My next desire, get married, have children. I'm knocking on the door. And like Joshua and my own parents, I just want God to guide me. Check. I'm serving God. I'm asking God. And above all else, we know God serving God is the right thing to do. And try and be like my dad is what's best for me. However, as we serve God and celebrate those with father-like hearts, and those who are fathers and aren't fathers, we must recognize a significant challenge that is facing society today. Can I have next slide, please, Julia? God has planned for fathers. Some children thrive without fathers, and that is a big fact. Adam thought he might try and thrive without God. Didn't work out well. Here's some statistics. I'm following a recent study done by Ministry of Justice. 1.8 million children are growing up without a father figure in home. 2.4 million children without one or both parents. And this can lead to a range of difficulties for children. Higher risk of poverty, educational challenges, and involvement with the justice system. Research indicates that children from fatherless homes are likely to face these challenges, highlighting the crucial roles that a father or parent serves in the lives of their children. Fathers teach their children right from wrong. They are there for their daughters after their first major breakup to give a hug and to listen. They are there for their sons as he plans to propose to a girlfriend or prepare for birth of first child. Same with mothers, they're there for their daughters. They're there for their sons. Even those without children, they're there for nieces and nephews. But it's also estimated that by 2040, one in four children or young adults will be have gone to prison without a parent in the home. One in four. At the moment, the current is 26%. And that's Britain alone. America and other countries like America's much, much higher. But serving God does mean sacrifice sometimes. Can I have next slide, please? We are called to serve God, not just in our lives at home, but also in every sphere we have influence. The London Institute for Contemporary Christianity, LICC, or LIC, emphasizes that our faith should impact our actions at home, at work, outside church. This approach to faith encourages us to integrate our beliefs with our daily routines and responsibilities. They call this a front line. We know the hymn Onward Christian Soldiers. We are Christian soldiers. You'll leave here today and go and show where you're serving God. Driving a lorry up to Birmingham tonight. Serving God by painting a beautiful picture of a mirror or by through the Debenham shed. But at home is one key area. Fathers and women of faith, you are spiritual leaders in your household. Your commitment to God should be evident in how you love, guide and nurture your family, your spouses. Demonstrate your faith through daily prayer, reading Bible, and fostering an environment of trust and love. Growing up, this is evident in Dad leading us in family devotions, driving family to church. And it applies to mothers too, providing a sanctuary of safety for children. At work, whether you be work or are retired, our place of work is where we serve God. Our integrity, work ethic, and the way we treat our colleagues reflect our commitment to Christ. Yesterday morning, there was a text. I got text saying, can someone come into work? I was like, yeah, sure, I'll come into work. But I'm in Ipswich and wearing shorts and t-shirt. My boss said, yeah, that's fine. Just turn up as you are. I turned up work in my lovely t-shirt with a cross and picture of a lion and saying death is defeated and a pair of shorts and trainers. And my boss was like, yeah, that's fine, don't worry about it, because it was so last second, because due to mix up, lack of communication. But if anyone asks me, what am I doing this weekend, I will say, I'm doing this on Saturday. But Sunday's the best day. I'll be at church, teaching Sunday school, preaching, playing in the band, welcoming people as they walk in. I am showing my commitment to Christ by being patient, by explaining this is what I'm doing. And another way we show our commitment to God is in our social settings. When we interact with friends, neighbours, and even strangers, are opportunities where we can serve God. Being a beacon of kindness, generosity and compassion, and engaging in community activities and volunteer work, sharing Christ's love through your actions. It's an immense joy when I go and visit Mike and Joe. I just knock on the door and get a, it's open. This is a social setting I enjoy. And saying, if anyone knocks on my door, I'll open it and say, come in for a cuppa, coffee. It's just being a smile and engaging with locals enables us to show Christ's love. Of just being fair and serving. A favourite film of mine, Courageous. Story of four policemen who recognise they're not serving God the best they can. They decide to just try and do something about it. But they're like, how can we do it? How can we fulfill our God-given responsibilities? So they make a resolution, they make a formal commitment which outlines their dedication to being godly leaders. The resolution that the film resolves around the characters in the film to love their wives and children from day one, to lead their families with integrity until death do they part, to serve as positive role models for richer and poorer, to stand against anything that threatens the well-being of their families in sickness and in health, and to uphold justice, mercy, and faithfulness in their daily lives until they are called home or Jesus even returns. But that resolution echoes Joshua's commitment and challenges us even to uphold these values in our own lives. So, what can we do about it? As a community of believers, we must support those, reach out to those who are struggling, reach out to those where there may be a parent not involved in church, work, or family life. We can make a difference. We can just step into the roles to enable stability, guidance, and love where it is needed. Supporting those, just by praying for them, is important. We need to be reminded that we are serving the Lord. And it goes beyond just you and me. It goes to our spouses, children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, family, friends, and neighbors. Be the change you want to see in people. That is what has stood out to me whilst I've just taking a bit of a step back from church leadership. That is something that stood out to me. Be the change you want to see in people. So, a question I didn't want to ask, where are you standing today? Are you being that change? Are you standing on the side of the fence with Joshua and declaring you are serving the Lord? Or the side where it's not.